En route to Lebanon south, you are met with a gigantic cement wall, which people here call the wall of the Israeli cowardice.
They are building this wall so we do not see what they are doing. They don't dare to do anything against us. They fear us. Our children laugh at them.
Since Israel announced on Tuesday that it has begun its Northern Shield campaign to thwart what it called Hezbollah attack tunnels, Lebanese and southern villages have received anonymous calls and voice messages saying Hezbollah is a threat to them.
What they are claiming is merely an excuse to build their trenches, but they know very well that if there's any attack, the army and the resistance will fight back.
While Hezbollah resistance movement has kept to its policy of constructive ambiguity, the Lebanese army has described the Israeli claims as mere allegations. Experts believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking for a scapegoat. They say Lebanon's military is prudent not to be dragged into a new offensive.
This campaign is a charade. We should call it the Netanyahu Shield, not the North Shield, since it serves Netanyahu personally to help him out of his five crises, whether it were his graft scandal, or the instability of his government, or the great failure in Gaza, or prevention from flying over Syria, or his inability in finding an effective strategy against Hezbollah.
In his previous speeches, Hezbollah Secretary General Said Hassan Nasrallah has clearly stated that the resistance movement will spare no efforts to defend the country, warning against any Israeli aggression.
Lebanese army and government sources say Israel has not provided any tangible evidence of tunnels it claims Hezbollah has dug from Lebanon into the occupied territories. The resistance has already warned that any Israeli aggression against Lebanon won't go unanswered. Maryam Saleh, Press TV from Kfar Kila at the Lebanese southern border.